from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A lot of people who went to the Rock on the River Music Festival this past summer will be getting some money back from the Eventbrite online ticket platform. Timmins Festival and Events Committee Chairman John Olivson says they were inadvertently charged extra.
We found out a little bit too late after about 1,000 tickets were sold. There's obviously fees that go along with Eventbrite, but this was an additional fee. So once we found out, we put the kibosh to it.
Olivson says Eventbrite admitted to the mistake. Refunds range from $8 to $70 or more, depending on the level and number of tickets. Canada is one of 13 NATO nations taking part in an air defense exercise in Greece called Ramstein Flag. Canadian Task Force Commander Major Gareth Carter from 22 Wing North Bay says it's a great opportunity for this country to show its capabilities and show up for the alliance. The scenario involves NATO running into an opposing force, defending and taking back key spaces. When asked about the importance of this kind of training, considering current tensions around the world, Major Carter says every one of these countries tests their capabilities all the time.
But working together like this is hugely valuable. And because this is the first time they've run this exercise under the phrase NATO flag, so it's run under the auspices of NATO, this is an excellent link between Canada and the NATO alliance here in Europe, which they don't normally get to see.
Air, marine, and land forces from countries like the United States, England, Poland, and Sweden have come together for the exercise. The aircraft involved include the new F-35's air-to-air refuelers. The leaders of the G7 countries, including Justin Trudeau, say Israel has a right to defend itself, and they've condemned Iran's missile attack on the country on Tuesday. But they say they would not back Israeli retaliation that would attempt to destroy Iran's nuclear facilities. U.S. President Joe Biden says the response must be proportional. Iran launched at least 180 missiles against Israel in retaliation for its invasion of Gaza and southern Lebanon and the killing of several leading members of Hezbollah and Hamas. 100 Hydro One employees are heading south to help Georgia Power crews restore electricity following Hurricane Helene. The massive storm caused widespread destruction and power outages across the southeastern United States, with an estimated 650,000 Georgia Power customers plunged into the dark. Minister of Energy and Electrification Stephen Lecce says Hydro One's commitment to supporting our neighbors in times of crisis reflects the very best of Ontario and the importance of the special relationship our country has with the states.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.